Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the rabbi of Brisk, originally Rosh Hashiva in Volozhin, related the destruction of the first temple and the second temple to the two major sins which took place in the desert. Destruction of the first temple he related to the sin of the golden calf. Chazal tell us that the sin of the golden calf itself was caused by three sins, by sexual sins, by idolatry, and by murder. Somebody who pays attention to the narrative which tells about the sin of the golden calf sees that all three of these sins are elements, especially when one looks at Rashi. According to Rashi, the background of the sin was that when Moshe went up to the mountain, he left two people in charge. He left Aaron in charge and Hur in charge. If we recall, these same two people, Aaron and Hur, were the ones who held up Moshe's arms when we had the battle against Amalek. Moshe then tells us that if we have any questions, to approach Hur or Aaron. The way the Talmud tells the story is they approached Hur, and they said to Hur, build for us a golden calf. And Hur says something to the effect of, over my dead body. And they agree. And they kill Hur. Aaron, upon seeing this, determines that it's better for him to be involved in the sin rather than the Jewish people be guilty of killing both a Kohen and a Navi on the same day. Later on, many years later, the Jews will be guilty of killing a Kohen and a Navi, of killing Zechariah in the temple itself. After they kill Hur, and that's part of the sin of the golden calf, they worship the golden calf, which by most accounts at least, that is the sin of idolatry. Then, according to what it says in the text itself, achlu v'shatu v'komu l'tzachek, they ate and they drank and they made merry, they got up and they made laughter or merriment. Rashi there says, komu l'tzachek, it seems to be that that implies gilui arayot. That implies that there was a sexual nature to the sin as well. So therefore, the destruction of the first temple, which is related to the sin of the golden calf, is known to have been connected to these three sins, and it all seems to make sense. On the other hand, the second temple was destroyed, we're told, because of sinat chinam, which Jews hated one another. This is not as simple to see hatred in the sin of the spies. I mean, the spies themselves, they sinned by rejecting the land of Israel. The spies sinned when they used their words, when they spoke against the land of Israel. As far as the Chafetz Chaim is concerned, the misuse of words, Lashon Hara, is the way that we do Sinat Chinam. Which means when you don't like somebody, you're going to speak about someone. When you don't like someone, you're going to make up stories about the person. So therefore, this concept of the Beit HaLevi, where he connects the sin of the destruction of the Second Temple, the sin which is found in the sin of the spies, with Sinat Chinam together with Lashon Hara, gains a little bit more credence. There is, however, a verse in this week's Parsha which may be a little bit more direct. In Devarim chapter 1, verse 27, it says that the Jews murmured in their tents and they said that the reason that God took us out of Egypt was because God hated us. Rashi then tells us, God hated us. Quite the opposite, God loved us. But this is what we would call sometimes projection. The people at that moment felt hatred towards God, and therefore they claimed that God hated them, because they, in fact, had hated God. This would be an example of what we would call sinat chinam. I mean, if you think about it, God took us out of slavery. God carried us, as the Torah says, on wings of eagles. God took us and had the clouds protecting us. He split the sea for us. He gave us man. In the very morning that they did both of those sins, the very morning that they did the sin of the golden calf and that they had the sin of the spies, for breakfast both of those mornings, they ate manna from heaven. God taking care of their every need. But nonetheless, they were able to build up a feeling of hatred towards God. That may be the real sinat chinam. It's true that in the time of the Second Temple, that becomes a feeling that people have toward one another. But it could very well be that the core of sinat chinam, the core of baseless hatred, is that we hate God when we think that God hates us. If we realize that God loved us, if we realize that God loves all of us, then it would be absolutely impossible for us to feel hatred towards others.